The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
If a business got fined, they deserved it. And I actually do know that one of the restaurateurs was very upset that their name was in the paper again, because they felt like the controller actually is causing them a disservice and hurting them.
I bet.
Hurting their business,
yeah,
because now it's being brought up again that they weren't following the rules a couple months ago.
Well, we don't wear masks when we golf.
No.
Mr. Mark Poloncarz. Is anybody else so sick and tired of the you do as I say, not as I do?
I
mean, all over this country, right? It's amazing, but whether it's Gavin Newsom, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's, you know, our own Governor Cuomo or
Mr. Mark Poloncarz, right?
Wow.
By the way, he's responding to Stefan Mihailu, who is calling for a refund to businesses that violated the COVID regulations. Most of the business, by the way, are not violating the COVID violations. It's people coming in that are violating them that they don't have control of, right? Some of them are violating the COVID regulations. But regardless, Mark Poloncarz, you're a dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
You violated the COVID violations.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? That's not true, Mike. Marky Mark. He created the Poloncarz rule, which none of us knew about before.
Yeah, 10-minute rule. It's like the 5-second rule when he drops something on the ground.
Yeah. Here's what I'm doing. You know, sometimes I'll educate my youngest daughter. She really learns by music, and so we'll sing a little song. Mm-hmm. And I realized through Mark, because I've seen him play his guitar, that actually works. So I came up with some catch lines here, Glenn. I put 9:59, everything is fine. 10:01, COVID will come.
But there you go.
So I'm
going
to turn that into. I don't know how
to
play guitar.
That's real good.
But Hayflick actually had a guitar at our office, so I think I'm going to try to learn this week. And I'm going to come up with a little jingle. 9:59, everything is fine. 10:01, COVID will come.
Just so people are aware, Palm Beach County in Florida, where this radio show also goes out to, has not issued a single fine for mask violations to a single business.
Yeah.
Why have they not? It's just have people not violated? Well, of course people have violated, but guess what? It's the tough enough economy.
Well,
Governor DeSantis actually appreciates the entrepreneurs and business owners. He doesn't want to add insult to injury by shutting down more businesses and doing more economic damage.
Well, you do know, right? Didn't you hear that story this week about the most amount of hospitalizations from the last 2 weeks are actually in Florida?
Yeah, Palm Beach. Yeah, right on Palm Beach.
Oh, no, that's actually
not true.
No, that's not true, folks. So you need to wake up, by the way, and actually do some research. We get a number of different data in from different pharmaceutical companies and real estate investment trusts, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And by the way, new hospitalizations, Florida is one of the lowest.
Yeah.
One of the lowest, if not the lowest, one of the lowest states. So we've opened everything up in Florida, said, you know, not everything, because some businesses are still playing the game, right? Some businesses are still saying you need to wear a mask. That's their right to do that, right? But the Florida governor says everything's open, and lo and behold, the hospitalization rates are going down. Now, who said that would happen? Oh, yeah, we did. And it's not because, I guess we are smarter than a huge group of folks, but the studies show that, right? Look at Sweden. Look at what happened over there.
The fact that we're even talking about shutting down again in New York is outrageous.
Sick.
And New York City, by the way, and we'll talk about this in the next hour, New York City, de Blasio, is targeting the Jewish community. I have never seen anything so disgusting.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, I didn't mention this at the beginning, but if you're just tuning in, you've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas on the Financial Guys Radio Network, 21 years on radio, the show where politics meets money, and we will talk a little bit about that today.
We're going to talk about Crooked Joe today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play
some... it's politics and money.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Lots of money.
Yeah, it's money.
Lots of money.
It's money for the Biden family.
Exactly.
Yeah, by the way, folks, if you haven't, we're going to actually play some clips from Rudy Giuliani, because this morning I'm taking a run. It's like 6:37 in the morning. I'm listening to his podcast, and I'm like, there's no way I could do this as well as he can. You probably come out. I'm like, you know what? Let's just play some of Rudy's clips. He's awesome, right? But when you start to follow the money trail, it is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And you know
and
what?
Obvious. And obvious.
It's been obvious to me and you for years, right? Here's what you and I have always done, right? Because we got a brain in our head. We say, this guy or this girl's making X amount of money. Pick a number.
Yeah,
100,000.
200,000
bucks, right? And we say to ourselves, how on that income do they afford 4 homes?
Yeah, $8 million each.
How in the world do they afford multiple cars? How in the world do they afford to fly around in a private jet? Mm. And it's pretty simple. You know, this is simple math. This isn't, you know, calculus or you know, this isn't anything where you got to start to figure out standard deviations or relative dividend yield or technical analysis. Some of the stuff that we would do on a daily basis. Yeah. It's really simple. It's a simple math. You make $100,000, but yet you have 4 multimillion dollar homes. Joe Biden, Obama, Nancy Pelosi. Mm. I wonder how that works. See, the Trump family, I can figure that out because they have actually created wealth through real estate.
Employed people,
owned
businesses,
I get it.
Built casinos.
Taking risk. Yeah. He's been criticized before, but from people who have never owned an ice cream
stand. The economically illiterate.
Yeah. That this went bankrupt and that went bankrupt. Let me tell you something. When you own 50 or 100 different companies, one or two of them are statistically not going to work out. But you and I understand that, right? But what I can't understand, we've done the reverse math of Nancy Pelosi and like, how in the world do they create wealth? Well, we're going to talk about how the Biden family created wealth today, right? And it's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. One of Hunter's businesses is a private equity firm.
Yeah.
You and I know how hard we've worked. Yep. The people that we've put in place in our business with CFAs, chartered financial analysts, right? MBAs. I mean, these are people, the smartest of people. And then we go up against, especially when it comes to bigger cases, other firms that have just as qualified of folks many times, right? There's a lot of good firms out there, right? So, the Hunter really didn't have any qualifications. No. We'll talk about
that.
But he seems to be able to just have $3.5 million, $1 billion deposited into a hedge fund or a private equity fund no experience whatsoever.
And just so you know, a private equity and a hedge fund folks usually charge is what they call 2 and 20. So it's a 2% annual fee and 20% of the profits. So you lose money, you pay 2%. You make money, they take 20% of your profits, right? But they're always making at least 2%. So let's just take the 2% for a second. Yeah. The Chinese government, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden landed on Air Force 2 in China. They come back from from China. Within 2 weeks, the Chinese government deposits $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
On the fee, 2% of that is $30 million a year.
We'll get into that, by the way, because I've got Iraq, Ukraine, and Russia, and then China. China's the big boy, by the way. You went right for the biggest one.
Sorry.
I mean, they've got some scores, though, here. Some smaller ones, too, which is good. Yeah. You know,
Russia, you got to mix it up.
Russia
know.
Was only a few million bucks.
Hey, you win the game by not just home runs, Mike. It's singles and doubles
singles
all day long,
doubles,
for sure.
All right,
let's take a very short break. We'll come back with Mike Spiraza on the other side and check in with the homeowners and auto, find out what's going on, and who saved money for this week. I'm talking to people all over the place, by the way, folks. I'm bumping into friends of mine, hunting buddies. Hey, I talked to Mike. He saved me X amount of dollars. It's awesome. So,
did you see, by the way, our YouTube pre-clip, the one commercial we put together that says it's so easy a liberal could do it?
Yeah.
Somebody actually commented and said
Thank you.
The first commercial that I actually watched.
Best ever.
And I have to do business with you guys. So I like that's awesome.
Appreciate
it. You know, it's over 25 companies you can shop, and we'll talk to him. But if you're a homeowner, your home, your RV, your boat is coming due, why would you not let him shop over 25 companies to save you money and then keep on track? You know, one of the things, and Mike will talk about this, is a lot of times people are stuck with a company. I don't mean they're stuck with it, but they put their insurance with this company, and year after year the premium goes up and up and up. They never shop it, and then they realize, why am I 30% higher than I should be? Why did this company never call me? Well, Mike every year is going to reanalyze that and say, hey, if this company's increasing premiums, is there a reason? Is everybody doing it? Or should we move somewhere else? So on the other side, we'll talk to Mike. But by the way, we're going to talk about the Biden crime family today, and you need to get on board early because the phone lines are, I'm sure, going to light up.
Yeah, phone lines are open, by the way, 1-800-616-9236, 1-800-616-9236. We'll take your calls on the other side of the break and check with Mike Spiraza. You've got the Financial Guys right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, you know, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party,
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Live in studio today, 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. Again, 1-800-616-9236. And if you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living, 833-FIN-GUYS is a way to get a hold of us Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 833-FIN-GUYS. Or, of course, you can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. We're going to welcome Mike Spirazza here to the program. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. I just bumped into a hunting buddy, and he said he had talked to you, and you saved his new wife a whole bunch of money. And everyone I'm bumping into is telling me that they're talking to you and you're doing great things for them.
Happy
so, thank
wife,
you.
Happy life. You that's saved right. your wife
that's
money
why he was
car
in the woods.
Insurance. Yeah, that's why he was in the woods. He was allowed to go hunting because he saved the money on home
exactly.
and auto.
So what's new, Mike?
I had a pretty good one this week, and it's worth noting here. So the savings was awesome. It was almost $3,000 for a package, which was awesome. But the biggest thing was the individual had four children, one with a permit, three with driver's licenses, and not one of them was listed on his current policy.
Oof.
We
Oof.
Added the kids, saved them over $2,500, almost $3,000, and we added an umbrella on top of it. So,
wow.
So adding kids is expensive. So the fact that we were able to do all of that and save them almost $3,000 and get the policies written the right way, it was awesome.
Now, is that because they just, you know, I keep using the word neglected, but a lot of people are just with an insurance company. They pay the premium every year. It rises, and it just goes up and up and up, and they never do anything about it. Was that a similar case here? Or?
Well, it was actually interesting. He wasn't with them 30 years or anything, and the thing that when I saw the premium, I go, wow, there must be some claims on here that, you know, something's wrong. There was one claim in the last 5 years, so nothing wrong there. And, I mean, the auto portion alone was almost $7,000 with the previous carrier.
Wow. So,
yeah, I think it was just he got in at maybe a bad rate, and it just kept going up, and there, thank God.
Wow. That's a bummer. Yeah, kids are expensive. I've got a couple of those. I know very, very well. So you definitely need to shop things around. I was one of those people, Mike. I had a company for a long, long time, and years and years and years and years. And I remember when I moved it over to you, you said, you know, you can actually stay with the same company and they'll lower your premium by $2,000. I said, what? He goes, yeah, they don't even sell this old insurance anymore. You just still have it. I'm like, oh, great.
So
but they don't call you, do they?
So internally in the same company, yeah. Mike was able to save you money.
But we ended up moving anyways because he saved me even more money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but even with the same company, yeah, he just made a phone call. They're like, oh, yeah, we have a new product. Here's $2,000 less.
Wow.
Right? Unbelievable.
And I think the other thing, too, is, Mike, you and I always talk about this, too, but, you know, sometimes there's cases where we shop it around and you truly are in the best position you can be in, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not everyone that we're saving $2,000. Sometimes we're right about even, but sometimes we can give you more coverage. Other times we work with that company directly, so we can just help you broker it and shop it annually for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always that you have to move. You know, there's also, you know, companies out that have good rates at that time. We'll be the first to tell you, if you're in a good spot, you're okay. Stay there.
Yep.
As the coverage is good.
Yeah, you did that for a neighbor of mine. He was former military. I know they've got some good plans there. So, Michael, thank you very much. 833-FIN-GUYS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you, we're not on, by the way, down in South Florida today.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, some people got bumped for the show, but I know there's a bunch of people listening to us on radio.com app, iHeartRadio app.
It'll play tomorrow, too.
It'll play tomorrow. But my point is we have advisors down in South Florida, but we also have advisors in Rochester. And I'll tell you, that has been a huge market for us. And thank you so much. I know sometimes we're at our headquarters here in Buffalo, New York, and so sometimes we'll talk more Erie County stuff. But all you folks in Rochester, I know you relate to us because you call us. You're like, yeah.
We got to do a show on their mayor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Right.
She's a humdinger.
But we have an office in Rochester. We will be opening up an office in Batavia relatively shortly here, within the next 2 weeks. So for those of you in Batavia and you feel neglected, don't worry. We'll be out there.
We'll be there.
But we have independent experts, whether it's Medicare, home and auto, and, of course, retirement planning, all in the Rochester location, South Florida, soon to be Batavia, and, of course, right here in Williamsville, New York.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right.
You too, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, 833-FIN-GUYS if you want to talk to Mike, 833-FIN-GUYS for anybody in our office, really, all the different departments, or go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com.
All right, ready, Frank? We're going to play. Now, some of Rudy's clips are like 2 minutes, which is long in radio, but I think it's well worth it. I think we really need to break down and dissect the Biden crime family. And I think this is Ukraine is the first one. And by the way, Rudy talks about the big four, Ukraine, Iraq, Russia, China.
Oh, I thought he was talking. When you said Big Four, I thought you were talking about Joe, Hunter, James.
Yeah, they're all.
Barack.
Yeah, no,
Hillary.
They're all in it. Yeah, Barack. Yeah. Barack was either totally incompetent, by the way, or he looked the other way, which we're finding out he looked the other way with Hillary, right?
Right.
He knew that Hillary lying about the Trump-Russia scandal.
Didn't care.
But he didn't care. He looked the other way. My guess is he looked the other way here. You know, we'll find out the same is true with the Obama family. Real simple math, folks. He was buying multiple homes before he made millions of dollars after being president, right? He owned multiple homes before that.
Right.
You and I manage money all the time. First thing we ask people, first thing, number one part of our homework process, what are your expenses?
Mm-hmm. Right? Joe's were none.
Yeah, Joe's were none. Yeah, miraculously, Joe had none, but he lived in multiple homes. Yeah.
Right.
Let's play this clip, Frank.
So Ukraine, you know the most about. Let's simplify Ukraine. Ukraine, Hunter Biden, fresh out of being tossed out of the Navy for drug addiction, is hired by the crookedest man in Ukraine in order to get his father, then Vice President Biden, and the point man for the Ukraine, handing out all the money in the Ukraine. The point of that $8 to $14 million is not to hire an unfortunate drug addict who never shows up in Ukraine in 6 years. It's to get Joe's office and to use it for a specific purpose. And the specific purpose is to get the case against Burisma, which is the crooked company that Hunter goes to work for, owned by Mykola Zloshevsky, to get that case dismissed. So Mykola Zloshevsky can come back from exile and he can keep the $5.4 billion that he stole from Ukraine. I know this is hard to believe because we're good people and we don't believe that crooked politicians do this, but the Bidens have been doing this all their lives and this was a big score for them. And that is why Joe Biden had the prosecutor fired. And then it was said the prosecutor was corrupt and the prosecutor was this and the prosecutor was that. Believe me, this prosecutor, on the level of corruption in Ukraine, was a little... Joe was dealing with the big crooks in Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko.
We obviously have Joe Biden on tape saying, if he doesn't get fired, you're not getting $1 billion.
Right, right.
Well, son of a beep.
But Hunter must have had experience with this.
Well, he was an oil
exec. Right?
Yeah, he worked for years at ExxonMobil.
None. $14 million, never showed up at the Ukraine, right? Disgusting, by the way. We'll also find out that Kerry's nephew was on it.
What's
the other guy, the mob guy?
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger's nephew. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, is this all ties together. I feel like I need to, I just have this urge to do a Glenn Beck whiteboard like
you'd
a
be the best
video.
At it, by the way.
I'm going to do
absolutely,
it.
You'd be the
I'm
going to
do
it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it this week.
So $14 million, the question is, for what?
So,
this guy is a crack addict.
That's right.
Right? He has
for influence.
He's been kicked out of the Navy.
Right.
The,
for dealing drugs.
You and I, if we are...
For failing the push-up test, by the way.
Dealing
drugs.
No, right.
I want to
make
that clear.
Yeah, no, right. He's got absolutely zero qualifications to do anything. $14 million, never shows up in the Ukraine. Now, you and I, if we're going to go out and give a proposal to get $14 million, we are showing up with an army full of CFAs, MBAs, a proposal that's as high as the eye can see.
Tank
full
of lobsters.
Well, we are qualified, and we know what we're going in, by the way, and we're up against other qualified
people.
That's
right, yep.
Not in this case. Not in the Ukraine.
Well,
and by the way, he didn't even have to show up.
No, he never,
showed up to the Ukraine.
Never even went. Whitey Bulger, by the way, is tied into Robert Mueller.
Yeah.
And when I do the whiteboard presentation, I'll explain all the dots and how they all tie together. Rudy's right. It's hard to believe, but it is true.
Yeah.
And for those
see this as it goes on. We'll do Iraq. We'll do Russia. We'll do China. You'll see it.
For those that say, there's nothing illegal about selling influence. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for those that say,
maybe it was Hunter.
Yeah.
Now the emails, by the way, and
it's all corroborated.
But they're
all
not denying it, by the way. Biden's camp has not denied it.
Well, you can't deny it because it's all corroborated.
No, exactly. But for those of you on the left that go, well, this is not true. Then why wouldn't he come out? First of all, if I'm Joe Biden and it's not true, I'm suing him for slander.
That's right.
Right.
For sure.
I've got the biggest lawsuit ever. And I'm saying I'm coming after you.
Yep.
They know damn well that they're asking for the laptop back, right?
Yep.
If this was anybody else, could you imagine if this was one of Trump's kids? Could you imagine?
They'd be all over. I mean, they'd be following around.
To impeach him for a lie.
Right.
They're
trying to impeach him for what Joe did.
Yeah.
They tried to impeach him for what Joe did.
If you look at what he did with Russia, talk about Russia later in the show.
Yeah.
If you look exactly what they'd be trying to impeach him for, it's exactly what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, the phone call was President Trump reaching out to the new president, asking him to look at the. Anyway, 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Jim in Tonawanda. Hi, Jim. How are you? Jim, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi, hey, Jim. How are you?
I was wondering if you guys did like an hourly fee type of advice. Like I don't have a big pile of money that I can give you for, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, Jim, there's two ways that you can work with financial, three ways actually. One is that you pay an hourly fee. We do have certified financial planners at the office. The other way is you pop into our office and you end up becoming a client and it's a fee It's a pay as you go type of thing, and then there's a commission type of transaction. Our first time you pop into the office is always complimentary, and the reason is because we have no idea what you need to do, right? And so what I would tell you to do is just set up a time, pop into our office. We don't charge anything, and people say, "Oh, nobody works for free." That's absolutely true, but we really need to make sure. Okay, we're on the same page. What is the homework you need to do? And oftentimes we charge nothing. And people say, well, you're not a nonprofit. We understand that. But there's times where we can put you in the right direction and get you in a position where that in the future you'll be able to come back to us with a bigger sum of money. And so really, truly, what I would say is first consultation and the second and oftentimes the third doesn't cost anything. But you get a chance to say, okay, let me try to understand what I need to do. There's some homework you need to do. And by the way, that's one of the ways we sort of figure out whether you're going to be a good client for us. And that is, are you willing to do the homework? Are you willing to commit the time to really understand what you're in, where you need to go? Because if you can't do that for us, it's like garbage in, garbage out, right?
That's right.
Good stuff in, good stuff out. And so I would call us, you're Tonawanda, you can use 633-1515, pop into our office and sit down and tell them Mike sent you because, you know, I'll swing by and say hi and sit down for part of it as well, okay?
Okay, can you do like an insurance review, even if you're not a...
Sure.
Absolutely. We have experts in
everything.
Everything, yeah.
insurance, finance, planning, wealth management, and income planning, Social Security, homeowners and auto, all that, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Give us a call at the office, Jim, 833-FIN-GUYS, again, locally 633-1515, and again, we're happy to help you. All right, very short break. On the other side of the break, we'll take more of your calls and questions, play more of these clips of Joe Biden and the crime family. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. Stay tuned. You got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live on the Financial Guys Radio Network. 21 years on radio, and thanks again for so many years of phone calls and listening and encouragement and support. We love the hate mail, too. Some of those have been fantastic.
Good. Those are good.
We don't get that news anymore. I really wish we get more because we used to play those on the air and do liberal love notes, and I really miss that because that was so much fun.
We still get the you talk over each other, so I'm not going to listen to you anymore, but I'm going to write you the fifth letter in the last 7 years. And then we talk too fast. We still get a few of those. But
we do talk fast, but we got a lot to say. What are you going to do?
Yeah, if you're not joining us, 2 hours. What do you expect?
1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. 1-800-616-9236. We've got Brian Faraci up online or Brian Janik? We got one of the two Brians. We got a lot of Brians and a lot of Mikes in the office.
And
so
Bob up on deck.
And Bob, we're going to get to you next. Let's go to Brian. Is it Brian Janik or Brian Faraci? Which Brian do we have? Oh, neither Brian. I picked the wrong line. Hang on a second. Oh, wait, hang on. My bad. Hold on, let's try that again. Okay, and take two. Brian.
You got Brian Faraci.
There we go. How are you? Sorry about that.
Good. How are you guys doing?
I saw you pulling in as I was pulling out this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta catch up on everything I missed over the week or everything I got to catch up on from the week. Busy Medicare week it was for us.
Off to a good start. Seems like you guys are running 24/7 almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of success stories early on, a lot of plan changes, a lot of people staying within the plan and either decreasing or increasing coverage.
What would make somebody, like, you know, what would trigger somebody now as they're sitting at home saying, I really should review my Medicare plan? Because I know you actually had clients, and my clients, it's funny, they came in to see you before. They went through Medicare planning with you, and then I went and did a review with them. And the first thing they came in and said, I cannot believe it. We were able to save 360 or 320. I don't know why those two numbers are stuck in, but 300 and something bucks per month. Like, that's a lot of fish fries. That's awesome.
It's actually going to be a total of about $3,300 for 2021. Wow. It's going to be $1,700 in premium savings for the husband just by switching companies. And for the wife, it's going to be almost $700 just by staying with the same insurance company, just going to a plan that's more affordable, and because she's not using all the services, so why pay for services you're not using?
That's so funny. That's a big theme today, because we're talking to Mike Sparazzo about home and auto, and the same thing is true. Sometimes you can stay with the same company, but you got to understand, folks, when it comes to Medicare, they have different plans inside the company.
Right.
And it could be as easy as just sitting down with for a complimentary consultation with Brian or his team, and them saying, does this plan within XYZ insurance company check your box? Yeah, wow, then why aren't you saving the $800 a year, $1,000 a year, or $2,000 a year, right?
Yeah, to play devil's advocate, they'll say, well, what if something happens to me in the middle of the year and I need my, you know, more coverage? I need to have lower copays. Well, the good thing about that is that your client specifically, Mike, they're eligible for Epic, which is a free program that's administered by New York State. And we can switch their plan in the middle of the year. So if they do need to increase their coverage, it's as long as they have Epic, which we sign everybody up for, as long as they're eligible, we just simply switch your plan and you have new coverage for the upcoming month.
Yeah, and for those that are out there that may need to do that as well, right? You know, it might be as simple, and oftentimes people come in and you just say, well, look, you're in a great plan, you're paying the right amount, but you should sign yourself up for Epic in case something changes, right?
Exactly. And I didn't talk to you guys last week, but one of the easiest jobs I have is actually picking the plan. It's the additional services we offer, helping people sign up for Medicare, Epic, the financial aid programs. I mean, we help the whole process from start to finish.
All right, perfect.
Brian, 833-FIN-GUYS, right?
Yeah, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about Medicare Monday, November 16th. Mm-hmm. Are filling up quick, so we have a few more spots in Rochester and a handful in Buffalo.
What time is Medicare Monday in Buffalo and Rochester, if you don't mind me asking? By the way, this is a complimentary workshop if you're interested in learning more about your Medicare plans.
It's for people turning 65. If you're already on Medicare, or if you're just leaving your group plan, if you're retiring, it's going to be 6:00 for everyone to come into the Buffalo location. We will have Paula's Donuts again, so just come for a free snack.
Are you doing any of these virtual at all?
Not right now. We're not. We're working on one for December.
Okay.
But it's been a little tough with people trying to log on to the Zoom meetings, and we had some complications with that. So we want to get people inside the office. People need to get out of the house and start living a normal life again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Complimentary consultation. So take advantage. Would you suggest, Brian, that everybody waits till December? That was a joke.
Early as possible, because then we have that little break for Thanksgiving where it tends to slow down a little bit, and, you know, don't wait till the last minute and rush in trying to change plans.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Guys, have a great weekend.
All right. Take care. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS, or, again, thefinancialguys.com is our website. Let's clean up the phones. Want to do that? I'll go to Bob in South Buffalo.
But, by the way, we're going to get to Iraq next. This is a good one.
Hey, Bob. How are you? Thanks for holding.
Hey, I listened to Joe Biden this morning on he had a speech in Bucks County.
What was he running for this morning?
I listened to him all of 20 minutes. He was on for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Before he came on, his wife was on and some teacher was on. But they didn't. They showed him in an open field with a, you know, backdrop of pumpkins and stuff like that. But they didn't show all the cars that were supposed to be honking in the parking lot. Okay,
yeah, that's one soundtrack. That's why
behind them, Bob. I saw that behind them was a cemetery. So that's some of Joe's voters that are back there.
You know, this guy lies like a rug. You're lying. I scream.
They're a former prosecutor, Rudy Giuliani. We'll play more of his clips, right? You got to realize this. This is the guy that took down the mob, right? This is the guy that went after terrorists, right?
Yeah.
He clearly sees and lays it out that
no
the
doubt.
Biden family is corrupt.
Trump tells you the truth.
Yep. I will say this. I will say Trump needs to hold a press conference. He needs to start firing people at the top of the FBI. We've been talking about that for years. I mean, this is disgustingly obvious.
Well, why not do a press conference? Thanks for the call, Bob. We appreciate it. Why not do a press conference a la Birx and Fauci, right?
Yep.
You had Dr. Birx on one side. You had Dr. Fauci on the other. You had press conferences every day. Yep. How about we do that again, President Trump? But this time you got Giuliani on one side,
yep.
Bill Barr on the other,
yep.
right? Maybe Durham, who's doing the other investigation behind that.
Yeah.
And then you say, you know what? We know that Biden's corrupt. I've laid it out, but I'm not going to be able to lay it out as well as the prosecutors can. So let's hear from the prosecutors themselves.
Right. That's right.
I bring up Rudy Giuliani, yeah.
Rudy's
right?
Rudy's one of
if you want to keep Bill Barr independent, fine. Leave him off the stage. Who cares, right? But I think you've got to do a press conference and you've got to bring this to light.
He's got to do two press
conferences. They're trying to run the clock out here.
They absolutely are, and they might do it, right?
They might.
There's two press conferences that he needs to hold, by the way, Trump. Not only this, but he's got to do a better job of explaining COVID. They have done a really – the Democrats have done a really great
They're
job,
starting
a bang-up
there.
Job. They've done a really bang-up job of scaring the daylights out of people, yeah. right? By the way, CDC this week, did you see that on CNN? They said 130,000 of the 200-and-something deaths
yeah.
were actually pneumonia, right. Influenza.
Pneumonia and the flu.
The flu, yeah. right? Oh, you didn't see that on CNN. Of course not,
yeah, right?
Dirtbags.
But it's true.
And by the way,
it's true.
The local the media here, right, the main channels, 247, yeah. Are you kidding me?
They just get the talking points from National.
Are you kidding me?
It's just from National.
You can't do one segment on the Biden crime family?
Nope.
You can't do one segment on the laptop?
Nope.
I mean, shame on you. Shame on you.
Wait, you know what? There's one thing, Mike, to be biased, right?
Yes.
There's one thing when the media was like, okay, they present the story with a little bit of a left-wing slant.
Sure.
That's one thing.
No.
But to completely censor the news, to have blackouts on things like, you know, Cuomo's nursing home, Biden's yeah. crime family.
That's right.
The actual CDC numbers.
Right, right.
The CDC and the World Health Organization just came out and said, lockdowns don't work.
Right.
And you got Cuomo out there on tape going, we know lockdowns don't
right.
work. This is about fear
yeah.
and control.
So,
right?
Every one of them, by the way, not one mainstream media outlet here
none.
Can pick up that story.
Right? Yep.
Not one mainstream media outlet can do the due diligence to say, wait a minute, out of 200-something thousand people that died, the CDC,
they
remember folks, the science, is saying that more than half of them were definitely not COVID?
They get their talking points.
By the way, that puts this flu at less deadly than the flu was 2 years ago. Oh, by the way, who called that in the beginning? Oh, yeah, we did.
Here's the flow of information, Mike. Democrat National Committee,
yep.
mainstream media bigwigs,
yep.
and then it funnels right down from ABC, CBS, and NBC to the local affiliates,
yep.
WKBW,
yep.
WIBB, and WGRZ, outside of Dave McKinley, who apparently has signed a contract that allows him to actually do journalism.
Right.
Good for you, Dave, because you're doing a great job.
There's like one out of
everybody
60.
Else, like,
one out of 60.
As soon as they try, like, sir, you've got this fine print here that says you will only do the talking points we put on the screen for you, and no independent thought will be allowed whatsoever.
And let me say this, and I can't stress this enough. Glenn, you've been saying this for a long time. It's not what they say.
Yeah.
It's what they don't say.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they don't say.
Yep.
Miraculously, the Hunter Biden laptop story will never even come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what they don't say. And I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Dirtbags, dirtbags, dirtbags.
It's child endangerment on that laptop.
You're not kidding.
You've
me.
Got...
You're not kidding. Child endangerment
what was the headline
admitted to by Hunter. Any other human being would be in jail seven times over, right?
Right?
The FBI's had this thing for months.
Right.
For
Why
months.
Hasn't Trump done that, by the way? FBI, can you explain if this is real or it isn't?
How,
you
know,
one of the two.
How are the heads of the FBI, how this
know.
Week,
so,
how have they not been fired?
Right.
And by the way, shame on you, Donald. If you lose, it's going to be two reasons.
Yeah.
If you lose fairly, which I find hard to believe, but if you do, it's going to be you didn't fire the head of the FBI and you didn't explain COVID right. You should have explained COVID like Mike and Glenn have been explaining COVID. There's frontline doctors this week that are saying the masks don't work. We know the masks don't work because we can look at the states that had the mask that had the best
and
mask policies or whatever.
Doesn't matter.
They're getting the surges again, right? The states like Florida that said enough is enough, miraculously the rates are way down. Sweden, all as it takes is for you to just look at Sweden.
They won't do it.
Please.
They won't.
But Donald Trump, you have to hold the press conference with these frontline COVID doctors. They're in front of Washington. They're there, Donald. Bring them all in. These are the frontline COVID. This isn't Donald Trump telling you it. I'm going to hold the press conference. Let these frontline doctors tell you the truth about this.
Well, he tried that with Scott Atlas. And then they censored him.
Every week.
They censored him.
That's okay.
By the way,
Every week. I would be holding a press conference
every day.
Ronald Reagan was awesome with that.
Well,
right?
Ronald Reagan was the best at just getting on the TV and talking directly to the American people.
It was a little bit different because they actually picked the, like, 247 here would have picked some of it up, right? Yeah. But I get it. But
now they play Wheel of Fortune.
He's got to hit it head on. The scare tactics, even in the debate, Biden says you lost 200,000 people. Actually, Joe, remember your Democrat friend said to follow the science? The science says that only 6% of those people actually died of COVID.
Well, the reality of it is, and he did hit this point on Thursday, was that we had 60 million Americans were infected with the swine flu.
Yep.
60 million.
Yep.
20% of our entire population was infected with the swine flu.
Yep.
And you know what? Not a single school closed down.
Right.
Not a single. In fact, there was about 7 kids that I think in Ithaca College or Cortland that died.
So yeah, but 700 infected.
But like 7 died, think. Yeah. They never even shut it. They never shut that down.
By the way, the reason that flu burned out faster is because we let it burn through the kids, right? We got out and just let it get.
Well, that was actually more deadly for younger folks, especially kids in college.
Deadly. Way more deadly.
And
COVID, by the way, COVID is not deadly to any kids. It's statistically
not at all.
You can't even measure it.
Well, that's why this whole Halloween thing is outrageous, and we'll talk about that in our shot of the break.
I forgot about that.
Honestly, you can't. For those of you in Florida that listen on the weekends or on Sunday or whatever we're on.
Yeah.
If you're not from New York, I know a lot of you are, but if you're not from New York,
right.
This stuff is hard to believe.
We'll talk
about it on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right, you got the financial guys. 833-FIN-GUYS if you want to join us, if you need us throughout the week. 833-FIN-GUYS is if you need us throughout the week.
I did that three times last week.
1-800-616-9236 is the live line here in the studio if you want to talk to us. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys Radio Network.
I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All right, welcome back. Financial Guys, 1-800-616-9236 is the line to join us here on the radio. We are here now for another hour and 10 minutes or so. And if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. I got that right now. You want to play another clip or you want to clean up some phone lines?
No, let's go to the clip. Okay. By the way, John, John, Kevin, and John, you're up on deck. Please stick with us. I promise we'll get to you. Can we do 621 Iraq, 621 710? This is the Biden crime family.
Joe was appointed to negotiate a status of forces agreement in
this
Iraq.
This is good.
Joe does what he always does when he has to negotiate. He fails. I used to think it was out of stupidity. Well, now I find that his brother James, a man who has no experience in housing, is just at the very same time cut into a $1.5 billion housing contract in Iraq. James is cut in. Joe loses to Iraq. We got the same pattern here, right? Joe loses in Ukraine. Family comes away with $14 million. Joe loses in Iraq. James comes away with one-third of a $1.5 billion contract.
You know, we really missed an opportunity with on Thursday night. Thursday night was supposed to be about foreign policy.
Yes.
And what they didn't even talk about
was
the fact of the matter is that Joe Biden walked away with $1.5 billion for his family, failed to negotiate the status of forces agreement.
Yep.
As a result, tens of thousands of innocent people were slaughtered in Iraq and Syria.
Yep.
Okay.
And by the way,
that should have been, if he would have done that to Biden, you had 8 years. For 8 years, you and Obama enriched yourselves while people were slaughtered in Iraq, and you did nothing. No. You were so incompetent that you couldn't even use the best military in the world to defeat a terrorist organization. You know what it took me, Joe? It took me 12 months. That's what it took me, Joe. While I was fighting with you and Hillary and Barack and all the other stuff, it took me. If he had done that, it had been done. It'd been over.
By the way, to your point,
it's going to be over anyway.
The deal we talked about before with the Ukraine, same thing, right? Yep. Trump came in, supplied the weapons.
Yep.
And Russia walks away.
By the way, Russia now has, thanks to Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Russia now controls 80% of the natural gas in Europe.
Yeah.
80%.
Here's what some of you leftists who listen to this, and it's a car wreck for you, I know, but you're driving around going, well, his brother James must have had some background
building.
In building buildings. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get $1.5 billion. You and I manage a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I certainly wouldn't say I'm qualified to build a building, right?
Right.
And so even when we bought a building, we went out and got consultants for a building, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1.5 billion. What did James do before? Oh, he was a lobbyist. See, this crime family goes back a long time.
Uh-huh.
But these are the big four, right? Prior to that, they were doing small deals. You know, $1 million here, $500,000 here, $30,000 here. But these are the bigger deals. His brother was a lobbyist, right? And now we've got Hunter on his laptop saying, you know, bring the big guy in for a cut of all this. The big guy needs a cut of it. In fact, Hunter went on to say to his daughter, who they're not trying to bring into the family, right, to the crime family, hey, daddy usually, I won't charge you what dad does. Dad usually charges me 50%,
right?
I've been paying the bills for long enough, Hunter says.
Right.
I'm sick of this. Nobody appreciates me. I feel bad for Hunter. He was, you know, did send him out there. That's probably why he was on crack. He was like, there's so much stress on me.
For the media to not cover this, folks, and the thing is, well, it's Russian disinformation. If I hear one more liberal say that, the other people on the email string have corroborated it, right? His business partners have corroborated it. There's so much that ties together. It is irrefutable. I would bring the FBI again in that same press conference right in front of the media.
Yep.
What did you know and when did you know it? Because you had the laptop since last December.
Yep.
So since last December for 9 months, did you verify? If it was Russian disinformation, why didn't you bring that to the attention of Security Council? If it wasn't Russian information, it's real, why didn't you bring it to the attention of local law enforcement?
Real simple,
for child
by the
endangerment.
Way. Real simple, by the way. If he did nothing, the first thing he says is that
I'm
that
innocent.
Laptop is BS.
Yeah,
I'm
mine.
Suing the pants off of you guys. They know darn well it's his, right?
Right.
Darn well it's his.
The headline in Australia's paper, if we had any honesty in this country, the headline in the Australian paper is Biden child porn shock.
Yep.
That's the headline in the Australian paper.
Yep. Should have been here.
Our paper. Yeah. Orange man bad.
Yeah. And by the way, who do we blame? Do we blame Hunter? No, we blame Hunter. But his father put him in that position. His father put him in that position. Look, I've got children.
Hunter's
if I find out they've got a crack problem,
yeah.
the last thing I'm doing is sending them over to the Ukraine to help me or China to help me negotiate a deal.
Right.
I'm getting them help and I'm getting them far away from $1.5 billion.
Right. Well, apparently he never went to Ukraine.
No, I did a Freudian slip there. Yeah.
Try
switching to China. Yeah. He didn't actually show up to Ukraine. Right.
You're going to get put on a board. You've never even met the executive.
By the way,
never been to Ukraine?
Back it up even further, right? He was showed up at a bank, right? Worked for a bank, Hunter.
Yep.
Never actually showed up to the bank.
Right.
And Joe was the only one out of all the Democrats that were lobbying to support the banks.
Right.
We all know that the Democrats are all for free money, you know, give money out. Not Joe, not when he was a lobbyist and Hunter was working for the banks.
Right.
Now, nobody can figure out what background Hunter had.
Right.
No, nobody could figure out when he was actually there. Hunter didn't even show up to the banks. But he was paid by him.
Let's keep in mind that Hunter spoke at the Democrat National Convention. Okay?
Yes.
He spoke.
Yeah. This is their fearless leader.
They brought him out at the Democrat National Convention. All right, let's slip in some phone calls
here.
Let's go to John on Grand Island. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. You guys are cracking me up.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's all we can do is laugh, John. When you got a guy who is literally this corrupt and a family that this corrupt, and they could be the head of the free world, it's sort of sad, right? And I'm not to just beat a dead horse, but we've been talking about this. We've been on the radio for 21 years, and we've been talking about this for decades.
Yeah.
When these people make, who was the guy, Harry Reid? Harry Reid. Yeah, by the way, never open up, but Harry Reid accumulated millions and millions of dollars. And Glenn and I are saying, gosh, do the simple math. Like, he's been making 50 grand for most of his life. How could that be? It's like when you drive. Let me do this. This is another. I'm going to shock a lot of people here, okay? If you drive through the east side of Buffalo and you see a $100,000 car with a $10,000 stereo system, and they're living in a house that's worth $5,000, and their income is zero, they might be dealing drugs.
Right, just might.
Just a thought. Right. Sorry, John.
Okay. So, you want to hold me over to the other hour?
No, you're good. Got a few minutes here.
Okay, so one of the things it was killing me in the first debate, in the second debate, is when Biden was like pointing his finger in the camera, like bang. Did you see that?
Yes. Oh yeah, they had him well prepped, by the way. They also had him drugged up, but they had him very well prepped. You could see him searching for the cards there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I found it, right? Which is fine, right? Like, I've got prep notes here in front of me. I'm not, but you could tell he was very well prepped. Yeah. He was very well prepped.
But isn't it one of the rudest things in the world? If somebody's pointing the finger at your face, you know, and he's doing it to the American public.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like...
I agree. I don't think it came across well at all, John.
Well, the Democrats, they need to be told what to do, right?
Right.
By the way, I'll give you another example. 50 Cent this week comes out and he says, I'm not voting for Biden because I don't want to be 20 Cent. Now Chelsea Handler, who's this left-wing nut job, says, shame on you. Did you know you're black? Like, what? Because he's black, you're going to tell him how to vote? I mean, that's just like pointing your finger at somebody, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. Do you know you're black? Oh,
how insulting is that? Chelsea Handler explained, shaming of Trump backer 50 Cent. I had to remind him that he was a black person. That's a quote.
So he can't think, Chelsea.
Wow.
So because the color of his skin's a little darker than yours, he can't make up his own mind on who to...
Apparently, he's too stupid.
If he doesn't... Trump should be getting 80% of the black vote.
Well, I think he's at the 45% support right now.
If he's at 20, he wins in a landslide.
I think he's got 40... I think the latest poll was 45%.
Unless we find a warehouse full of votes somewhere.
We will.
That's what they're doing now. And by the way, folks, they want you to be able to vote after. And the reason they want you to be able to vote 2 to 3 days after is because if they don't have the votes, gives them time to find them.
Well, they know how many they need.
Yeah, in what state.
I mean, by Tuesday night, they'll know how many they need, and they'll be able to get them by Friday.
We're short how many in Pennsylvania? Yeah. Oh, we can have that.
We got that, no problem.
Can you give me till Thursday?
John, I'll give you the last word.
All right. I want to say this right now. When he was... Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. He was saying, come on, man. You know, did you see that?
Every time he forgets what he's saying, John, that's what he goes to.
Yeah.
So when he loses his train of thought, which happened about eight or ten times, he goes, come on, man. Come on, man.
Like, he forgot about China?
Yeah, he's a joke. John, I got to put you on hold, okay? If you want to keep going, we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. We do appreciate it. So hang on with us. If you want to drop, I get that. No problem. We got a whole other hour to go, folks. We're going to play more Rudy Giuliani clips talking about Hunter and Joe Biden.
Well, the Biden crime
family.
Take
more phone calls as well.
The Biden crime family.
We'll take more calls as well. 833-FIN-GUYS if you need us throughout the week. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Or go to our website, again, thefinancialguys.com. Remember, a whole other hour to go. You can catch us on radio.com or the iHeartRadio app. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean Hand Sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected, lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what is it?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, hour number two, Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live in the studio here. And we are going to take your calls and questions this hour, along with playing some more Rudy Giuliani clips, laying out the Biden crime family. If you want to join us here, 1-800-616-9236. John on Grand Island, I'm going to go back to you in just a second here. 1-800-616-9236. And again, folks, if you need us throughout the week, if you're nervous about the election, if you're unsure if your portfolio can weather whatever storm may be ahead, feel free to use us as a resource if you think like us. 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you don't think like us, and it's okay, but we may not be the right firm for you, to be honest. And, you know, for those of you that say, well, I can't believe you're going to disc, you know, not the one half the population. You know, when you're in the financial business and any really business, you know, we want to develop long-term, deep relationships with our clients. Our clients become our friends. And we have the best opportunity to work with people that think just like us Monday through Friday. So if that sounds like you, give us a call again, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com.
Before we go back to the Biden crime family, I just wanted to talk a few things we mentioned last hour. First of all, Stefan Mihailu calls for refunds to businesses that violated COVID regulations. Good for you, Stefan. You're a class act, my friend, and he is a friend of ours, but class act, absolutely what should happen. Now, and the reason is because a lot of people don't know the Marky Mark rule. And I want to stress this. The Marky Mark rule is 9:59, everything is fine. So you go anywhere, and 9:59, you're fine. 10:01, COVID will come. Now, Glenn, I want to tell you something. I actually put this into practice because I was in Home Depot last week. And I didn't have a mask on. Hmm. And I found myself all the way in the back of the store. Now, you know that's a big store. Yeah. Right? Lots of things in the place. And it was, I looked at my watch and it was like 9:57. So I started to walk up to the front and I was walking fast, right? But as I approached the exit, I knew it was getting close to 10:01
right.
or 10:00, right? So I looked behind me. Well, I looked behind me and I saw COVID. I saw it.
Did you crouch?
It peeked around the corner. That's exactly what I did.
Like, yes. It's like to try, like a smoke. Yeah, if you drop, stop, and or crawl out.
I used my few months here of restaurant etiquette.
Yeah, there you go.
And I knew that if I walked out,
right.
could, there's a very high chance
it's
going to
get you. Yeah.
But so I sort of did like one of those army crawls out
there
the door.
Go. Yeah.
And I looked back and he was gone.
Well, you know, it's the same thing with a burning building, right? So they say with when the building's filling with smoke, you get low to the ground because then you stay underneath the smoke. And I guess COVID works in a very similar way.
Absolutely.
Because in I guess, you know, between the 10-minute rule and the walking to your table rule, it doesn't take you 10 minutes to walk from the front of the restaurant to your table.
No.
So that must mean that the COVID has a certain height.
Yeah, it rises.
Like, is it 5.5 feet?
Yeah,
like six?
I think. I'm still doing more research.
I'm only 5'8", so am I safe? Is it 6 foot or above? Like, if you're taller, are you more at risk?
I'm still looking into Glenn.
See, that would be a good study.
This week, we practiced on 9:59, everything is fine. I sat down with my children. Yeah. 9:59, everything is fine.
It's like Danger Stranger.
10:01,
no.
COVID
Stranger
will
Danger.
Come.
There you go.
Danger Stranger.
Danger Stranger.
That's only in the Biden family. 10:01, COVID will come. So we worked on that this week.
Right.
Next week, I'm going to do a little research, a little more on how far does it actually come up, especially I'm going to maybe try to interview some restaurant owners, see if they know anything about it.
I'm going to get a stopwatch just to be sure.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm doing some research on that John Lewis funeral because apparently COVID wasn't anywhere there. But yet if I lost my mom or dad, it would be. And so there's something scientific about it. I can't figure it out yet, but I will.
We can't hold a mass, so we know that the churches are unsafe.
Churches are very, very COVID
sticky. Did they have the John Lewis funeral? Was that in a Walmart? Is that where they held?
No. It wasn't. No. It was. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out because I haven't. I got the polling car rules down. I got that. All joking aside, by the way, Mark, you're a dirtbag. You should be paying these people back, every single one of them. Every single one of them, nobody should be fined. We as a society, here's exactly what happened, folks. Andrew Cuomo, Mark Bonelcars, they know that the numbers that are out there are totally BS. We were told we were going to lose millions of people. They told me to follow the science. So that's exactly what I did. I followed the science. The CDC, remember that? The CDC was so important to the Democrats. The CDC. Then the CDC came out and said, wait a minute, only 6% of the people that died of COVID actually died of COVID, right? I'm looking at excess deaths. Man, not a lot of excess deaths this year, right? I'm looking at average death because here's what all these people told me. You're going to kill grandma and grandpa. You're going to kill grandma and grandpa. Well, if we killed grandma and grandpa, wouldn't the average age of death have gone down this year? I mean, we
depends on the age of grandma and grandpa, I guess.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been better. We sped up because that's what people told me. Oh, well, you know what we're going to do then? We're just going to kill these people in a nursing home faster. Well, if we had done that, the average age of death would have gone from 78 to 77.
Right.
But it didn't.
Yeah. Universal healthcare, by the way, does the same thing.
Yeah.
So it kills people faster.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you caught this or not, but Byron Brown is issuing his guidance for Halloween. Honestly, as if we can't think for ourselves.
Oh, no.
I don't know, but did not Byron Brown issue any guidance on, like, I don't know, looting and shooting people in New York City or in the city? No?
No.
Byron, no word on
no
that.
Guidance there. Yeah. No guidance there.
All right. This is unreal.
That's probably another COVID lesson, then, because now we're learning that COVID can catch a kid if they're going door to door. By the way, most of them are wearing a mask.
Well,
so.
But here's what they say. This is hilarious. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. By the way, was it Brian Culpa who's the Amherst Town Supervisor? You have nothing better to do, Brian? Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most pathetic, ridiculous letter that I've ever seen. Amherst is going to take its cue from the city of Buffalo. Why? Because Democrats can't think for themselves. That's why.
That's right.
Right? Because they have no idea. Yeah. Oh, looks like Byron's doing it. We better follow suit. This is priceless, though. Okay, here we go. Let me just read this quick. This is the press. This is the presser. Following the guidance offered this past weekend from the city of Buffalo, Amherst now is weighing in and discouraging traditional Halloween trick or treating. Let me tell you something, kids.
Go
trick or treat.
Go.
Have a good time.
Yep.
You are more likely to get hit by a car than you are to catch COVID and die.
Statistically, way more.
By the way, if you do go out trick or treating, carry a flashlight or wear something bright because I don't want you to get by a car.
Now,
that is a real danger.
Now, look, let me tell you something. And all
COVID is not.
All joking aside, if they were talking about canceling Christmas because Santa was going to go house to house.
Well, that's next.
That's a different deal.
Yeah.
That's a totally different deal, right? He's coming down the chimney.
Right.
He's going house to house. He's a COVID spreader, Santa.
Right.
He's
right.
an absolute COVID spreader.
Right.
But Halloween, that's not a COVID. But Santa, I get it, right?
Right.
But somebody broke it to me. They said, you know, Mike, I was talking about this yesterday. They said, Santa's not real. I mean, I said, well, is COVID at this point? But does that really matter? Does that matter? We're not looking at the real numbers, right? So what's the difference?
Right. If residents do choose to participate by handing out candy, officials ask that you keep your porch light on between 6 and 8 on Halloween night. Wear a mask at all times and wash and sanitize hands frequently before handing out treats. This is great. You're going to love this.
Is it the candy wrapped?
This is great. I know. Additionally, the town is encouraging residents to be creative and how they safely distribute candy. For instance, giving out treats outdoors or setting up a station on the porch or the driveway with individually bagged treats for kids to take. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm typically giving kids, to your point, Mike, wrapped treats.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I didn't just open up the Snickers bar and start lobbing off hunks of it and throwing them in the kids' bags. Like, what are you talking about here, right? Come on. This is just ridiculous.
This kid looks... See, Billy's coming up. This kid's a good kid. Can you cut him off a bigger piece?
Cut him off a bigger hunk, right?
Common sense, by the way, has just totally gone away.
No, we don't have common sense.
If you find anything in your Halloween bag, Democrats, find some common sense. Really, truly.
Yeah,
find some
good.
By the way,
if you just could find a little bit, that'd
be
great.
My sister's friend, Lacey, is handing out Trump 2020 stickers inside the goodie bags to the kids.
Oh,
I love
man.
It. That's a sweet idea, by the way.
So CDC guidelines include only approaching homes with the front light on, wearing making a face mask part of the costume. But caveat, a costume mask is not a substitute for a cloth mask, of course, unless the costume mask happens to be a cloth mask, in which case I guess it's okay.
This is genius.
This is so stupid.
Everybody should dress up as a frontline hero.
This is my favorite part, though, if I can find it here. Where is it? Here it is. Also, it's important to remember to socially distance from other trick-or-treaters, be respectful, and avoid homes where the front light is not on.
Genius.
So here's what it said. This is great.
Because we never knew that going into this Halloween.
Right.
That if the light was off, they're probably not home.
This is the best part and my favorite part. If you don't want to participate in Halloween, turn off your front porch light and don't answer the door if kids arrive.
There it is.
I mean,
there it is.
I would have thought that you would have to hand out candy,
there
like if you're compelled to. I never thought to turn off my lights.
Was that Byron Brown?
No, this is Brian Culpa at the Amherst Town Supervisor.
Brian, you deserve every penny you make.
Yeah,
now.
Well, thank God he told everybody.
I hope he's got a pension.
I had no idea.
I hope he's got a pension.
Oh yeah, and healthcare.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hope he does. I
had no idea. In case I didn't want to participate in trick or Halloween, you know what to do to discourage kids. I was
going to
put
that.
Down like rumble strips
I like your idea about cutting the candy off, though.
Just lob it off.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. I was going to hand out pieces of cake. A little messy, but, What the hell? Here you go, plop. All right, I got to take a really quick break.
Democrats,
folks.
We need them.
Come on.
We need them.
All right, 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. And then, of course, 833-FIN-GUYS. We're going to take a very short break. We'll come back and take your calls and questions and
we'll
more
get
videos,
to more of the Biden crime family for
all right.
sure.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, and I want to put a little disclosure out there. This is really to new Kelsey and original Kelsey. We have two Kelseys at the office. A lot of Brian's, a lot of Mike's, and a couple of Kelseys. I forgot the show sheet. So we have every week, the girls do a fantastic job, our marketing folks. Prepare for Mike and I. Here's who's calling in the first segment.
The worst.
Second segment. Third segment. Here's the first hour, second hour. Here's what you have to plug. Don't forget about things like this Wednesday. We have our market and stock market update and economic commentary. 6 o'clock. You can go to our website. Paul Meeks, John Thur, the whole investment committee. It's just a phone call that you just dial into. We already have several hundred people there signed up for it. But of course, I forgot the show sheet to plug all this stuff. Okay. So go to our website. Almost everything is there. TheFinancialGuys.com. You can find out the dates for our new upcoming workshops, our TFG Academies, our Medicare Mondays, and of course, this Wednesday's market and economic commentary. And Kelsey's, I'm sorry. Don't kill me.
Yeah, TheFinancialGuys.com for everything. If you need us, by the way, 833-FIN-GUYS, offices in Rochester, Buffalo, soon to be Batavia, by the way. And whether it's a retirement planning, Medicare planning, I know tis the season. We got independent Medicare reps. And don't forget about Mike Sparazza and his team, Home and Auto. We have over 25 companies that we can shop to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. Joe Biden could figure it out. Well, he might need Hunter. He might need Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, want to go to Ostrowski quick?
Yeah, I want to do that. Okay, let's go to Jim Ostrowski calling. Give us a quick update. Hi, Jim. How are you? Happy Saturday.
Good.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
So Jim is helping us. Well, I said, well, I guess we're not helping us. We're helping Jim a little bit fund a lawsuit against Andrew Cuomo in New York State and trying to open up the state. And I guess let me ask you first. There was a case earlier this week that got shot down, I guess, right? And so where does that put your case, by the way, Jim? And let me just say this. If you see Jim Ostrowski, we're sort of help fund some of this stuff. But, Jim, you have said we're going to go to the appellate court. We're going to maybe, if we have to, go to the Supreme Court. That stuff doesn't happen without somebody like Jim really, truly using
a lot of his time and a lot of knowledge.
Yeah. So if you see Jim out on the streets and you just say thank you. So, Jim, with that, where does that take our case, by the way?
Yeah, there was a case in the same courthouse. Some of the issues were similar. Like, I think we raised a lot of issues that were maybe different. But we don't agree with the decision that came down. They're basically saying that the 1905 smallpox case is an open season to have the government do anything it wants whenever they think there's a health crisis. That can't be true. There's no health exception to the Constitution. The founders had much worse things to deal with, such as smallpox. During the Revolutionary War, during that period, they didn't have hospitals or doctors. They still believed in liberty, so we can't accept that. And we did submit additional documents that the lockdown has failed. And in response to that, and including the Donald Buskin affidavit, I'm sure you guys saw, where he did a cell phone study that showed the lockdown failed. And that's a very scientific study because it's really just based on technology, watching what people do physically. So the state came in with a response. They didn't respond to anything. They didn't deny any of our numbers. They didn't argue with the Luskin affidavit. And they just said, you know, the judge should be interfered by legal principles. So that's pending with the judge. And one way or another, win or lose, we're going to the Second Circuit down in New York City, because if we win, they'll definitely appeal. And then the latest development, which you guys know about, we were protesting out at the airport because now they're bringing in the National Guard to enforce the illegal quarantine order. And that's kind of a vision of the future. That's why we have to fight these things.
Well,
that's totally unacceptable to have federal troops and we enforcing these illegal state laws. And we asked the president, who has the ultimate authority, to reverse that decision. I don't know if he's aware of it or not, but we asked them to reverse that. And so we're on top of everything. We're going to fight as hard as we can to the finish line and try to get back to what a normal free society was like a few months ago.
Jim, in Pennsylvania and in Michigan, similar lawsuits were filed. They have already won their cases. And in the case of Pennsylvania, they ruled the lockdowns were unconstitutional. Same thing with Michigan, even though Governor Whitmer is stomping her feet and saying, it still stands, it still stands. In reality, it doesn't stand anymore, and Michigan's back open. How come we're so far behind? Did we file later? Is it harder in this state? I just feel like we're farther behind than other states are.
Yeah, I think those were state court decisions. And the bottom line is, if we had gone into New York State for a ruling, since Governor Cuomo basically has appointed every appellate judge in the state, we've tried this before on the Fork lawsuit against corporate subsidies, got all the way to the Court of Appeals, and they said, well, the Constitution doesn't mean what it says. It doesn't mean what it says.
No, good.
We just knew that unless we went to federal court and made it into a federal kind of issue, that we were not going to have any luck. And, in fact, the decision that came down earlier in the same court but different judge, they did try to raise that issue, but it didn't go anywhere. So we're banking on federal law in a federal court, and that we think that's our best shot.
Jim, one last question before we let you go. They were supposed to respond to us last Saturday. Is there sort of a time frame that you might expect that we could just give our listeners?
Yeah, they did. They did respond. I got to get the brief out to you guys. I was kind of swamped. But that's what I was referring to earlier. They filed a 9-page response, and I read it, and they said, well, you're not responding to anything we said. One of the things we said was, you know, this is never going to end. So what they said in an earlier brief was, well, you guys, you know, things are already opening up, but that's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. We said in our reply, you know, they're not even saying that this is ever going to end. And in fact, it's escalated with the quarantine order, which we mentioned. Mm-hmm. They were silent. They're stonewalling, kind of like, a certain presidential candidate stonewalling about a certain laptop. They're basically stonewalling. They have no response to our factual data. They're just saying, like the other judge unfortunately said earlier in the week, the government can do anything it wants because of the smallpox decision in 1905. Well, that decision wasn't a lockdown of society. Smallpox was a scourge of humanity that killed hundreds of millions of people and maimed permanently other people. Not that this isn't a real thing. It is a real thing, but it's not smallpox. So the decision's completely irrelevant, and we hope that with a new judge on the Supreme Court, if it goes all that way, that we'll have at least 5 votes to reverse these terrible decisions.
Well, Jim, awesome. Keep up the good work,
yep.
And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, in the coming weeks.
Yep. Send that over to us on Monday or during the week if you get a chance, buddy.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. And by the way, what Jim mentioned, he's absolutely right, folks. And why we're fighting this and why it's so important is that it just keeps getting worse, okay?
Yes.
Things are not getting better. The National Guard's at the airport. They're forcing you to fill out forms. And they're also saying, you have to have a check mark, you know, on your phone or whatever. That's what's coming, folks, if Biden gets elected.
Yep.
If Biden gets elected,
we're all locked
state
down.
Checkpoints, a vaccination, mandatory, you know, certificates of vaccination.
Like Cuba.
Yeah, even worse. It's just crazy. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Yeah. Let's sneak in a couple of phone calls here. Let's go to who's been holding longest? 47 minutes. We'll go to Kevin in Pendleton. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Just, good.
But before I want to really call about, you mentioned the Soviet Union being the biggest, having control of the gas and stuff in Europe. That wrench, Angela Merkel, she's supposed to be an ally.
She's a commie.
She's one of the richest richest lady over there, right?
Angela Merkel?
I'm sorry.
You think of the Russian?
Yeah, I think
lady.
Of Russia. Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, gentlemen, here's my concern.
I'm thinking of the wife of the mayor of Moscow.
Yeah. Now, here's my concern with the election. Everybody's focusing on who's going to vote for Trump and who's going to vote for Biden, and this small percentage of undecideds. Nobody's looking at that group who is on the fence of not whether they're voting for either candidate, but if they're not vote at all.
I think that's the bigger one, yeah, right? I think that's already decided, Kevin. I don't see how you could find two more polar opposite candidates, right? So you are either decided Trump, you're either decided Biden, or you have decided that you're staying home.
I think some people, though, honest to God, are just so clueless about the politics in general that they're making decisions based on what they're hearing on TV. I mean, there's always that group of people, right? They have no idea what Trump's accomplished.
Right.
They don't have any idea what Biden's done or hasn't done.
I read a study that it was less than 16% of the American population actually really tries to educate themselves on what either candidate is really up for. So,
yeah.
It's huge.
And it's so sad because, you know, a young black girl, I remember when Romney was running and she's saying, oh, I'm going to vote for, I think it was Obama at that time, that because Romney wants to bring back slavery. And I'm like, where did you...
right.
You
right.
know what, to be honest
My favorite
with you?
Is when they go interview people and they give all of the Trump things that he's accomplished, right? Wants lower taxes, wants corporate taxes lower, right? Well, and then he says, this is Biden's ideas. Oh, I love Biden's ideas.
Yeah, I love Biden's ideas.
That's the best.
Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. If you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. 1-800-616-9236. More clips coming up. Other side of the break, you've got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas will be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Again, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. If you're nervous about the upcoming election, give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. For those of you that have asked, and we have a lot of questions from people, what if Trump doesn't win? What if Biden wins? What if there's a hung election? We're going to answer and talk about all those questions on Wednesday night when we do our semi-annual stock market and economic update. That's going to be 6:15. But go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for information. It's just a conference call. You can call in. It's free. It's open to the public. I think in June we did this. We had about 400 and some people on the phone. Mike and I will be interviewing our investment committee, Chartered Financial Analyst Paul Meeks, Chartered Financial Analyst John Thurr, Portfolio Manager Dave Mariacher, and Chief Investment Officer Danny Neiman will all be on the call. And we'll be interviewing them to get their feedback and kind of their viewpoints on what they think this election means for the stock market and the economy. If you want to join us here, 1-800-616-9236. We were just talking over the break. I just can't get over the Amherst town supervisor. Again, folks, as a public service announcement, if you don't want to hand out candy, if you feel uncomfortable participating in Halloween, turn off your porch lights and don't hand out candy. That's got to be the most brilliant thing.
Well, he went to one of those fancy schools.
Those fancy schools.
Those
two-year degrees.
That's where you get the knowledge to say, if you don't want people to come get candy from your house, you shut the lights off and don't answer the door.
I would have never known approaching somebody's house wearing a mask in the dark was a bad idea. I don't know. I guess I grew up in a safe neighborhood.
You can't wear a mask unless you've got another mask underneath.
That's right.
Because those masks that you have on are COVID spreaders.
That's right. The Halloween masks do not substitute for cloth masks.
That's
unless,
right.
of course, your Halloween mask happens to be a cloth mask, in which case, I guess it might be okay.
So what you do is you go to your mom and dad's car and you grab one of those cloth mats that are on the floor.
Yeah.
And they're all dirty and disgusting.
That's right.
And then you put that on your mouth.
And breathe
that
around.
And that's way safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to do it, kids.
Unreal.
All right, common sense.
Right?
Remember those days when folks had common sense? Remember that?
No, you don't know.
Let's play a clip, by the way. We're going to go to Dave and John.
Okay.
Stick with us. Can we go to, 710? This is the Russia. By the way, we've been talking about the Biden crime family today. This is Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? Trump was the bad guy.
Everything that they say that Trump is guilty of, are currently doing.
It's seriously like they did their play. They looked and said, what are we doing that's corrupt?
Right.
And then we should just make sure that we tell everybody that Trump's doing it.
Yep.
So they look at Trump and not us. Let's play 710.
Now we switch over to Russia for a quick one. $3.5 million from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, Elena Buterina. James comes away with one-third of a $1.5 billion contract. Now we switch over to Russia for a quick one. $3.5 million from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, Elena Butyrina, to Hunter Biden. Additional little payments amounting to about a total of $4 million to Hunter Biden. No explanation. I do not think Elena Butyrina is paying $3.5 to $4 million to Hunter Biden. What do you think? Well, when you go through the documents and you go through the witnesses now available and you go through the hard drive, this was the beginnings of setting up a money laundering operation. Elena Butyrina is the richest woman in Russia. She is a close ally of Vladimir Putin. She helped to depose her husband as mayor of Moscow. And she, like the other two we're talking about, is a very dangerous woman. However, there's a flow of $4 million right into the Biden crime family, and it's one of Joe's many lies. You might remember in the first debate, Joe was confronted with a $3.5 million payment to his son from the mayor of Moscow's wife, and he said categorically, no, one of a thousand lies. I, as a prosecutor, call that a false exculpatory statement, which can be used to prove evidence of guilt. It's done in trials all the time. It's a rule of evidence that's about 500 years old. Joe wouldn't know it because he cheated his way through law school.
I love Rudy, America's mayor.
Well, that's the real scandal, by the way. Russia, right? Yeah. So you mean to tell me, again, I want you to think about this, folks. Hunter has no background in managing money, private equity deals, none of that.
James,
literally, if you and I sat down with a client that has $100,000, mm-hmm. right, and they were interviewing Hunter Biden or our firm, blows him away with our team of certified financial analysts, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors,
right.
Folks with MBAs, right? Hunter has no background in anything, mm-hmm. yet Russia
right.
is sending him millions of dollars.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Right, seriously.
Right.
And, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, there's a big problem.
Look, for those that believe that this is all a Russian hoax, this laptop has some nasty stuff on it, yep. folks. The fact that the law enforcement hasn't stepped up yet and arrested Hunter.
Yeah, we're not
is
even
outrageous.
Getting into the child predator stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
China's the last one, by the way. We got to get China in before. But, well, no, let's get Dave, by the way.
All right, I'll get Dave in here, and then we got to get Kristen from Western New York Heroes, too. All right.
Last segment, we'll do China. The big one. The big one.
All right. Dave in South Buffalo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I have 3 points. With all the evidence being reported about Hunter Biden, when are Republicans going to be standing arm in arm in the Capitol Rotunda demanding a congressional investigation?
Great question.
That's a great question, Dave.
I have no idea, Dave. And I don't. You know what? Here's
when
what
we
Republicans
vote new ones
do.
In, I think.
Yeah, I. Yeah, here's what they always do after the election. We're not going to muddy the waters now.
No.
As, you know, it reminds me of when we were told them to shut down the government, and they said we can't do it because we're because of the elections coming up. Now this is after they won the midterm elections by shutting the government down in a landslide. But the next time they couldn't do it. It's always the next time. We're always going to, I mean, even right. Trump,
I'll tell you why,
I love him, but you got to step
go
up
after
now.
Him.
You got to be the leader of the Republican Party and say shame on you if we don't go after and arrest these folks. And forget about the election. Forget about the election. These are crimes. There's stuff on the laptop that are hurting mm-hmm. children.
Yep.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Dave, I think half the Republicans are in on it. That's why.
Yeah.
Half the Republicans are guilty.
Yes.
Agreed. Oh, I came up with a joke.
Is it clean?
Democrats want to pack the court because they're ruthless.
And? Is that the joke?
Get it?
No.
Yes. Ruthless.
Oh, I get it. I got you.
It's Saturday, dude.
Yeah. I thought maybe we lost you. That's a better one face-to-face, probably. What's your third point about Hunter, Dave?
A great joke.
No, it definitely would be better face to face. You got to have like the punchline where you stop talking. That's the key.
Yeah,
I didn't know if we had lost you, so it just didn't come across radio as well. But it is a good joke. I get it.
There was a very long pause there, guys.
I thought we lost you. All right, Dave. What's your third point about Hunter?
Dave, I'm still trying to figure out how to not do Halloween this year.
Yeah.
Like, do I turn the lights on? Do I not?
I don't know.
Okay. Biden is in Pennsylvania right now. He just said that people who don't support him are chumps.
Yeah.
Deplorables are two.
The deplorables are chumps, right?
Yep. Let me.
We didn't even talk about him telling the country he's going to dismantle the oil and gas industry. Dave, do you know what that would do to economic growth?
Oh my God!
Paralyzed.
It would destroy.
Just destroy this.
Well,
country.
He may have lost the election. He's out there today, by the way.
Well, it depends. I mean, how many people already voted?
Well, he's out there today, by the way, going, well, I didn't articulate my position well. My position is no new fracking. No new fracking.
Oh yeah.
Let me explain how that works. Thank you for your call, Dave. I appreciate it.
Fracking.
Let me explain how the new fracking works. You own a restaurant. Okay, Joe Biden walks in and says, oh, no, I'm not going to do anything with your existing food. Everything you have in your freezer and your existing food is fine. Right. I'm not taking away your existing food. All I'm saying is you can't have any more food deliveries to your restaurant.
No new food.
Oh, no new food.
Yeah, you're good for now. You're good for now.
I don't know if you don't understand how fracking works or oil and gas development works, but typically you find a reserve. You tap into that reserve, you deplete that reserve, you move on to other reserves, right? Yeah. You don't just, it's not a forever thing. Like, oh, we have plenty of wells now, we're done.
Here's what I'm confused about. Doesn't Hunter have a background in this stuff?
Yeah, right.
I mean, shouldn't
he? Well, he does now. Six years on the Burisma board, he does, sure.
Shouldn't he be consulting his father and saying, here's how it works,
exactly.
Right? He's gotten 80 grand a month out of this
unreal.
Company. You'd think he'd have some knowledge
on it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, let's sneak in John. Sneak in Chris or John?
Chris, real quick.
Chris, all right, we're going to Chris from Western New York Heroes. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Fantastic. Thanks for holding and calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on with Western New York Heroes. I know, by the way, we've been selling a lot of candy bars. We have a lot of, if you're looking to help Western New York Heroes, one of the ways, not to steal your thunder, but you can call them and pick up a box of candy bars and throw it on your desk at work if you got some traffic coming in and sell some candy bars, and it helps out. So I know a lot of our clients come in and pick up candy. A lot of our staff eats the candy bars, too.
This is true.
It's good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You guys have been killing it, so I really appreciate
that. Yeah, well, we've all gained 5 pounds, so the average weight in the office now is...
No, chocolate is good for you. Chocolate is good
for
you.
Yeah, in moderation.
They say, yeah, a little bit of wine, a little bit of chocolate is healthy for your heart, so...
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what's going on? I know the gala didn't go this year, but we sponsored it, and you're sending us some bottles of wine, some cheese, and so we're going to do something on our own in the office. But tell us what else you guys have on deck to try to get back to some kind of normal.
Yeah, so it's we're still going to do the attempt with a virtual gala. Everybody who sponsors the gala gets 3 bottles of wine courtesy of Merritt Winery and Gusts of Sun Winery, along with a bottle of 3-Chord whiskey. And then a charcuterie board, everything enough for, 10 to 12 people. But, we're going to have from November 2nd to November 6th at our office baskets where people can come in $20 a sheet and do the baskets. But the higher end baskets, along with the other auction items, the bigger auction items, will be done right online. And they can go right to our Facebook fan page the night of November 6th, 7 p.m. And we're still going to hold... the gala. We're still going to have Pete Robinson from Niagara County doing the national anthem, and we're still going to have the prayer before the evening and the Veteran of the Year. We're still going to move forward best way we can to still bring what everyone sponsored and supported. So, like everyone else, we've lost a lot of donations. And we're doing everything possible to try and make up for that and then some.
Yeah. Is there a phone number or website you want to plug or, people, they can just stop by. So maybe get your address if they wanted to stop by with $20 or $40 and buy some tickets.
Yeah. And any amount obviously helps more than what we had the day before. So if they want to stop by and get involved in the baskets, again, November 2nd through November 6th, the address is 8205 Main Street. Suite 1 in Williamsville, just the other side of transit. And our phone number is 716-630-5020. And then obviously you can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. The event will air live on our Facebook fan page, though, on November 6th at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. We look forward to hopefully we'll be back at normal next year and we're at the gala together.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to be looking forward to it, and everyone tells us keep our head up, and next year will be, even stronger and better.
Yep, keep plugging. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. John, you are up on deck next. I promise we have one more clip to go, and, of course, we'll get more of your calls and questions in 1-800-616-9236. If you need us throughout the week, again, 833-FIN-GUYS or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You've got the Financial Guys. Glenn McGill, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Glenn Wiggle. Oh, sorry. I always forget that one. And here we are.
Yeah.
No, I always forget that's a longer intro. If you could flag that for me, Frank, and just make a note. We gotta redo that one because I always it's like there's that extra little pause.
We'll just welcome ourselves.
I'm ready to go. Here we are. Okay, no time to waste.
I'm back.
All right. If you need us throughout the week, folks, because we're gonna go into some clips on John, we are gonna get to, I promise. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. Locally here, 633-1515. Headquarters in Williamsville. We do have our offices in Rochester, down in South Florida, in Jupiter, in Palm Beach. New office opening up in Batavia in just a couple of weeks. So we are growing and expanding. And if you are a financial advisor, by the way, I'm just amazed. We're out there trying to advocate to open our competitors because they cannot even advocate for themselves.
That's
ridiculous.
That's right.
If you happen to work for Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, Prudential, or any of these other ridiculous companies that have locked you out of your own office and will not allow you to actually talk to your clients or prospect for
us.
New ones, please call our office. We'd be happy to welcome you on board. We're growing. Your clients are coming to our office. That's why we're growing so fast. If you'd like them back, give us a call. We'd love to interview you. Confidential interview. We won't put your name out there, of course. We want to do what we can. We've helped a lot of folks get independent. You know, a lot of folks that have started off like Jay Blanchard. He was a Prudential. He's now our sales manager.
Yeah.
Ozzy's been with us for 15 years?
Long
12
time.
Years? Long time, right?
long time.
Lots of good folks like that, right?
Real quickly, before we play the video, too, I just wanted to update you some numbers on Florida because I continue to hear the COVID lie and the misinformation out
well,
there.
Well, they're probably dying in the streets there now,
right?
That
Florida is a hotbed, you know? And
are
we
the
get
there
a hotbed because Andrew Cuomo said they're a hotbed.
That's
but
right.
Actually, they're not, right? The emergency visits for COVID are down 80% since the peak.
Well, that's because they're just dying in the streets.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're just laying there on the curb.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. The funny thing is we spend a lot of time down in Florida, and their streets are better than our streets.
Yeah, way better.
So if you're going to die, their streets are better there than here.
Yeah.
Florida, 24% of hospital beds sitting empty. 23% of ICU beds are empty. Less than 3.5% of all licensed hospital beds in Florida are occupied by COVID patients, right? And with a 99.89% chance of recovery.
Right.
So those are the true numbers. DeSantis gets it. He's opening up the state. Totally understands. Just a totally different breed from the incompetent leadership that we're seeing here. All they want to do is continue to scare you. The mainstream media wants to scare you. I encourage you folks to do your own research and look for the truth in COVID.
Absolutely.
The truth is that this is starting to show us that it is way less deadly than the flu was 2 years ago. We lost 80,000 people. If we had treated the flu 2 years ago like we treated this, you know what they would have said? Case counts are up. 800,000 people were exposed to the flu. 80,000 people, or no, I'm sorry, what they would have said is 800,000 people died, and then the CDC would have come back and said, well, really it was 80,000. We counted the other.
Actually, what they said in that year was 180,000 people died, but 80 of them were because of the flu.
Well,
were other comorbidities, just exactly like we're talking about with COVID.
So, but think about that. Think about just what you said.
It was
80,000. Okay, 80,000. COVID, they're talking 12,000.
Right.
They were talking 6%.
Right.
So COVID is less deadly than the flu. Certainly way less deadly than the kids were. And I want you to think about that because there are people say, well, every life matters. Yes,
it does. Of course
it does. And guess what matters too? The people that are going to die of stress, the people that are going to die of suicide,
sadly.
The people that are going to die of drug overdoses, and these kids whose immune systems are going to go to you know what in a handbasket because their parents are making them wear a mask every
year. I got to tell you, I'm less concerned about the kids' immune system. I'm more concerned about their mental health.
Absolutely.
I mean, this
goes into suicide.
Damaging
We
kids.
Talked about
damaging
a few weeks
them.
Ago. You'll remember the stat.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
25%.
That was 25%.
25% of kids between 18 and 25 have contemplated suicide seriously in the last 30 days.
So
that's
I
a fourfold increase.
I do care about lives. All the lives matters. All the lives
These
matter.
These kids are becoming just paranoid kids. But anyway, let's get this clip in because we're not going to get it in.
All right. Sorry. Let's final clip. 958.
Let's continue
China.
The description of this racketeer.
China.
Now we get to
the main event, let's call it, at least so far, the main event. Because the money I'm talking about here, the 14, the 4, although the Russia one could have gone as high as 200. Some people even say 800, but I cannot tell you that yet. Further investigation of this hard drive is necessary. So let's leave it at 4 million from Russia. Kind of ironic, because didn't they pursue Donald Trump for Russian collusion for 4 years based on a frame-up from Hillary Clinton?
Yep.
That's in Brennan's handwriting, which the FBI concealed for 4 years.
Mm, yep.
Somebody's got to figure out why the FBI keeps concealing records that make it clear that Trump is innocent and Hillary and Biden are guilty.
You better do that quick, Rudy.
Something weird about that, called corruption.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, we get to China. Let's separate these two deals, because in the slight descriptions you've gotten that have leaked out beyond the Iron Curtain, they've been kind of confused. They're both equally incriminating. The first one happens when he's vice president. Joe takes Hunter with him on Air Force Two to China. Joe is going there as a point man, which is when Joe always makes money when he's a point man, as a point man for Barack Obama. And his job is to get China out of the islands they had recently militarized that they dispute with Japan.
How'd he do it then?
And secondly, to get tariffs, oppressive tariffs, reduced. Remember, high tariffs cost you your jobs. So this is no joking matter. So Joe negotiates for 8 days. We don't know what Hunter does for 8 days. We do know that when they get home, Joe is a failure.
No.
The newspapers of the day say that Joe was unable to achieve either objective. And then when in a short period of time, it gets even worse, because China increases the militarization of the disputed islands, and it raises the tariffs even further.
Nice job, Joe.
So if you live, let me pick a few states. If you live in Pennsylvania, or if you live in Ohio, or if you live in Michigan, or if you live in even Wisconsin, Iowa, you can thank Joe Biden for having lost your job. And by the way, here's what happens. He doesn't just lose you your job, he gets paid for it. Because 8 days after they return from China, a letter arrives. And the letter is from the Bank of China to Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's corrupt, stupid, ridiculous private equity fund for a $1
billion
commitment.
$1 billion.
Commitments like this.
All right, stop that, Dave.
Stop that. Right? That's all we need, right?
$1 billion. So, now, we've been in business for 12, we, not, well, we've been for 25 years, but our RIA, we launched in 2008. That's just one facet of our business. It happens to be our money management arm, right?
Right.
We have, after 12 years on that platform, about $650 million. In total assets under management, we're a little bit over $1 billion after 20 years. A
lot of relationships, Glenn.
Lots of
relationships.
Lots of Saturdays,
Chartered
Mike.
Financial
lots
analysts,
of
right?
Saturdays.
Certified financial planners, registered investment advisor.
Oh, man.
8 days after the Biden family comes back, the Bank of China wires this guy who has zero experience in anything with private equity, $1 billion.
Yep.
Do you know how many people we would have to compete with?
Uh-huh.
Goldman Sachs, all the big boys, right? $1 billion. The mainstream media.
By the way,
how about locally here, folks?
No experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to hear, by the way, in Rochester. I'm not watching the Rochester news, but I'm watching the local news. They have not talked about this once.
No.
Disgusting.
Amazing.
It's not what you talk about. It's what you don't talk
that's
about
right.
that's important. And this is really important, right? Because, by the way, the emails say, hey, don't forget to cut the big guy back
that's
in
right.
on it.
That's right.
$1 billion 8 days later. This is disgusting. For all
Unreal.
You Democrats driving around that are still going to vote for this dirtbag, shame on you.
Oh, man.
Shame on you. This is a national security issue.
No doubt. Well, way more than that. All right, let's go to John in Rochester. Hey, John, thank you so much for holding. Sorry for keeping you on hold for so long.
Yes.
What's going on in Rochester news? Are you seeing the same blackout, I'm guessing?
Oh yeah.
Hey
guys, Democrat and Chronicle here. Their national coverage is USA Today. Democrat and Chronicle, they are bad.
Yep.
They're leftists, even the local guys. And the USA Today, I saw a little paragraph on page 16 with sentences right at the bottom. That was it.
Oh man, John, we got about a minute for
Where's
you here.
The
Who
Republican
do you think's going to win the election?
I think Trump's going to win.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I think he's going to win in a landslide. You know, I think Biden has another a rally today, and I think six people were there, and they were all covering it.
seriously, Trump is on. He's got the momentum going. He's got Rudy Giuliani. He's got this Biden scandal. Eventually, it's going to seep through.
I hope you're right.
Are you worried, though, that 50 million people have already voted?
I know.
I mean, 50 million people is half the vote.
Yeah.
But a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Trump supporters, a lot of Democrats are voting for Trump.
Yeah.
What about it? They see through this facade.
I think you're right. I hope
you're right. I think the black vote's going to turn. I really, you know, we're seeing more and more conservative leadership over there, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
No doubt.
In the black vote, they resent Biden's comment about if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah, absolutely black. Should.
Yeah. Racist. It's unbelievable.
Racist is absolutely
no
right.
No doubt. All right. Thank you for the thanks for the call,
thanks, John.
Thank you for holding. Really appreciate it. Have a terrific weekend. Look, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we have one more show before the election. We will be here live. I promise you that. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS, whether it's your wealth management, retirement planning, income planning, homeowners and auto, health insurance, Medicare, anything that has to do with you and your money or insurance, we can handle it. 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget about our upcoming Wednesday night stock market and economic update. You can sign up for that phone call. It's a conference call on our website as well at thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.